This is The Blind Truth with Anna Tyler on RNIB Connect Radio. Anna is the chair of RNIB, and in her personal blog, she takes a wry look at living a colourful life with limited sight.
March 20th, 2023. Call me by my name. I've been called some choice things in my time. I don't suppose I will ever be privy to the full range. The son, who was a Red Dwarf fan, hit upon the idea that henceforth his mother should be known as Ramer. In his mind, this was the perfect response to his love of the lead character Rimmer, known for his intergalactic adventures, and the French for mother. He was rolling down the side of a snow-covered French slope at the time. I like to think it was an idea born of affection, but suspect it was more affectation. It stuck. I once received a letter addressed to Mrs. Attila. I may be fierce, but surely I'm not that fierce. It turned out to be a best effort at Mrs. A. Tyler by someone who couldn't spell. That one stuck too, for the duration of my job at least. With form in answering to so many different names, you'd think it would not bother me not to be called by my name. But it does. Since my adventures in the Big C began, I've learned to respond to lovely and my darling and dear and my lovely. While I think it is not meant unkindly, it annoys me because I always feel as if I'm being spoken down to. It's also often accompanied by a blessing. Oh, bless you, a nurse might say as she strokes my arm. I've not been shy about saying I've come for the cure and not the blessings, and it's not always gone down well. What really gets on my goat is not being called by my name. I don't mean the lovey stuff, but the imposter that seems to accompany me wherever I go, where the Big C is involved. She's a woman called Anne Taylor, and I've tried just about every tack I know to shake her off. I've tried ignoring her, but this only results in more confusion. I've tried saying, well, it could be me, but that's not my name. I've flagged it. Could be worth a second glance at the paperwork in case they mean me. And usually this is enough to do the trick. But last week, I disgraced myself. After pointing out my name is Anna Tyler, I was told to sit in that chair and informed, I'm going to give you a chat, Anne. The chat was not like any chat I have ever had. It was more of an interrogation, in which my cane that was resting on my lap and my name, not to mention the tag on my notes that says I'm proper bona fide Blinky, were roundly ignored. It doesn't matter how close you wiggle the paperwork, I can't read it. That's when I disgrace myself. If you're about to have your breast irradiated, you want a bit of back chat. I bet that even Anne would have questions. Will you listen to me? I finally exploded while I explained in a not very calm way that I am a real person with real feelings and needs and a name, and I was sick to the back teeth of being treated as an admin task or a slab of meat or being roundly ignored. All of this clearly had the desired effect because the very next day I was asked my name, and when my turn came, it was not my name that was called. Darling, said the nurse, I'm speaking to you. My name is not Anne or Taylor, I said. Doctor's waiting, she said as she stroked my arm. Come on, darling, she said as if she wanted the dog to hop down off the sofa. And it's not darling, I barked.
To subscribe to Anna Tyler's blog, The Blind Truth, and read her latest posts, go to theblindtruth.co.uk.